It'll be a difficult day on the campaign trail as well. We're 8 days out from polling now in this general election, and I'm joined in studio by the leader of the Green Party, the outgoing TD for Dublin West, Roderick O'Gorman. You're very welcome Roderick O'Gorman. You and your Green colleagues have talked about the difficulties of being in government, of dealing with sniping every day, of battling hostility. And, you know, in this election you say you want to be back in power, you want to talk to everyone. Why would others, you know, potential coalition partners, why would they want to talk to you if all they're going to hear is whinging and moaning and talking about how tough and how difficult it all is?
Well, what we're talking about is how a small party delivers in government. This has been a good government over the last 5 years, but I'd argue that the key successes, the key driver of that success was the Green Party. And we've been able to implement key policies. So we've been able to cut the cost of public transport for everybody and add new bus routes. But we have to go further. And that's why central in our manifesto is that commitment for a 10 billion euro capital investment in public transport so we can roll out those big projects like Dart Plus, like Metrolink, like Metropolitan Rail, and continue the rollout of local link services in rural Ireland.
I'll stay with that
well.
In a moment. But just on this question of the type of party you are, mm-hmm. are you a party throwing your toys out of the pram? You know, you threatened to walk out of government over the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund.
Mary, we've had...
Oisín Smith said he would have quit over the land hoarding tax. So my question is, if you in the Green Party, is your default to always threaten to walk if you don't get your way or if the going gets tough?
Well, clearly it isn't, Mary, because we've had 4.5 years of stable government where we've implemented key policies, where we have an economy where we're able to invest surpluses into the future, and where our key policy goals, like the cutting of carbon emissions, have been achieved. Our carbon emissions are the lowest that they've been in the last 30 years. So we've delivered that. We have the experience. We, as a party, know how to make change happen in government. I think for a small party to be able to come out of 4.5 years with that strong track record of delivering the things that we got written into the programme for government is really important. And that's what shows what sort of a coalition partner
you want,
we are.
And you talk about 4.5 years in government. In your manifesto, you want a new Minister for Climate, Nature, Natural Resources and Planning. Is the positioning of the naming of this ministry important to you? Because I know Simon Harris, if he's back in power, wants a minister for infrastructure, climate and transport. Does that just matter at all? Is it just names?
Well, to be honest, I don't think it's the nameplate on the department which is the most important thing. It is the resources, it is the funding that helps that particular minister deliver on their key mandate. That's the most important thing for our perspective. And you speak about the Minister for Infrastructure that the Taoiseach is speaking about. When you look at the plans for the different parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, they're not actually planning to allocate any additional capital money for public transport, for example. So they're talking about creating a minister but not giving him or her any new money to do that.
What you're doing on
we're
public transport,
give 10
and you talk
euro
about
extra.
10 billion,
yeah.
But 7 billion of that is dipping into the Apple Fund,
yeah.
And that's the money that other parties talk about using to invest in infrastructure.
The Apple money, we're saying 10 million of that dedicated to public transport investment so we can get the delivery of Metrolink, so we can get the delivery of Dart Plus, so we can see those big projects which have been brought to planning over the last 4.5 years, so we can see them implemented going forward.
So that's when you say supercharge transport.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's exactly what we mean. Because
it's delivery of the plans that are already there.
The plans that the Green Party have implemented.
That are already there.
Yeah,
there's no new thinking here from you.
There is the commitment to deliver. There's the ability to deliver those projects. Right now, Mary, we have a range of big public transport projects. The National Development Plan doesn't have enough funding to get them all done. We're showing how we will actually do that. And I would contrast that again with Fine Gael, with Fianna Fáil, who aren't proposing any additional money to public transport in this
country.
What
about delivery for rural dwellers who
absolutely
may not have the benefit of the public transport rollout that you're talking about in terms
yeah.
of cities when you talk about metro and extensions of Lewis's and,
well,
and light rail transport
speak to
systems?
The fact, first of all, on public transport, I'd speak to the fact that when we came into government, there were 20,000 local link journeys taking place every week. Now there's 100,000. That's a fivefold increase. And that's people living in rural Ireland who now have better access to their towns, their small villages around them. That's linking up communities in a way that wasn't happening previously. But it goes beyond that. It goes to the work my colleague Oisin Smith has been doing in terms of the rollout of rural broadband. 300,000 homes now have access to high quality broadband, allowing them to work remotely, allowing them to actually live in rural Ireland now, making that an option.
Yes, and you talk about offerings to rural Ireland, and yet you want a super junior Minister of State for regional cities,
yeah,
not for rural Ireland.
Because regional growth is really important to the Green Party. We see that too much of policy over the years has been solely Dublin-centric, and it is really important that we allow Cork, Galway, Waterford and Limerick to grow, give them the investment for public transport, allow the Galway-Lewis, allow the Cork-Lewis, allow Metropolitan Rail in Waterford and Limerick. These are really important in terms of the existing residents of these cities, but it's also really important in terms of supporting transport-based housing so people actually can see that they can
but
live in these cities.
What you're saying, Roderick O'Gorman, confirmed the worst suspicions of rural dwellers, some rural dwellers, that you are an urban party. You don't care about the real concerns of rural Ireland.
Well, we're accused of that. We're being accused of being a Dublin-centric party. We're making it very clear that for our country to be able to develop in a balanced way, we can't just have all the resources focused on Dublin. We have to support our regional cities, and we support them by putting in place meaningful investment, meaningful infrastructure, and the transport infrastructure that we're going to put in place is going to make such a difference to the lives, giving them safe, cheaper, reliable public transport in our regional cities.
Stay with rural Ireland for me. Is it misleading to tell farmers that there is a possibility of a further extension in the nitrates derogation?
The only way we're going to get an extension of the nitrates derogation is if we improve water quality. That's the only way. And I see some parties arguing that they're going to, you know, go over to Europe and tell them what's what. The only way we can do that is if we improve water quality. And that's why we're proposing investment in wastewater infrastructure across rural Ireland so we can actually support farmers.
There's a lot of improvement to go, because when you look at the facts, we have only 32 rivers now in pristine condition. Back in the 1980s, we had 500.
Mm-hmm.
So should we even be going out there shopping for a nitrates derogation extension?
What we should be shopping for is improved water quality, and that's done through the rollout of the Water Action Plan that my colleague Malcolm Noonan launched and I launched recently in Kilkenny. It's about putting in place the infrastructure, putting in place wastewater treatment plants around the country, ensuring that in towns and villages we don't see what is unfortunately happening right now, where raw effluent is going into our rivers and streams. And we're talking about increased
Have you red lines here?
Our red line is continued climate action. We are the party.
What does that mean? That's a broad brush stroke.
Yeah,
you need to get into specifics.
What it means
is, and
we're
a long way off reaching the targets we have by 2030.
They're the lowest.
Let alone 2050.
Our targets are our carbon emissions are the lowest they've been in 30 years. At the same time, our population is growing. At the same time, our economy is growing.
Asking you right here, now, do you think we'll hit those targets that are set for 2030 on emissions cuts?
I think if there isn't a Green Party in the next government, we definitely won't, because we are the only party absolutely focused on delivering them, both the laws but also the policies.
So is your commitment here, we're only a month away from 2025, 5 years out from those 2030 targets, you're saying if you're in power, you'll meet those targets?
What I'm saying is what we set out in our manifesto is a roadmap to putting us in a position to meet those targets. Like when we came into government, Mary...
The roadmap is there in legislation.
It is, and that's legislation we put
but
in.
It's there, but the question I asked
the
you
previous
was
about
your commitment to actually
the Fine Gael and Labour legislation was toothless. It didn't actually put in targets
delivering
into
on
law,
the targets
and now we've
in
delivered
the timeline
them.
Because nobody...
Yeah.
Nobody in the climate space is saying we can meet those targets now.
Last year, we had a 7% reduction in emissions.
Are you saying we'll meet those targets? Are you saying we'll meet those targets?
I'm saying that if the Green Party is in government, we will do everything we can
to allow us to meet these targets.
But we're putting in place the funding. We're putting in place the policies to enable us to meet those targets, Mary.
Hugely important to the electorate. How many houses do you say will be delivered in Ireland this year?
My understanding is we'll see about 38,000 houses delivered this year. We need to see that ramp up over successive years. We believe that a target of between an average over the next 6 years of between 50 to 53,000 is one that puts pressure on the government, puts pressure on the state, but at the same time is a realistic target as
and
well.
And is it a realistic target? Because that is kind of the ballpark figure that all of the political parties are talking about. Where are the skills coming from to physically deliver those homes to people?
Yeah, there's real pressure on skills.
There's huge pressure.
And that's why...
And somebody sitting in this studio this week said, you know, at European skills conferences at the moment, all of the European countries are fishing in the same pond, looking for the same skill sets.
So that's why...
why is Ireland going to succeed?
So that's why we're proposing the IDA for Skills Initiative. And this is looking at the same way the IDA right now goes abroad looking for foreign direct investment. This is a state organisation that will look to bring those skills back home to Ireland. It may be Irish people living abroad, it may be people from other countries, but linking in.
Why would they come here?
Networks,
they have no place to live.
They'll come here.
They have no place to live while they build the houses you're talking about.
We will provide them with relocation packages. We will make it attractive to the people that we need. Well, it is a combination of the rollout of what we're setting out for the Land Development Agency, an additional €4 billion invested there, the building of public housing on public land, cost rental housing, that's cost rental brought in by the Green Party into this government, 2,000 families now living in lower rent households because of that initiative, but we need to ramp that up scale.
You were called out earlier on this programme for hypocrisy by INTHU leader Pather Tobin, and he was referring, he didn't name him, but he was referring to your colleague Francis Noel Duffy in an objection to a housing development in his home area. These are badly needed. He said your hypocrisy is you're objecting to developments while pushing through legislation that will stop a proper process of challenging planning.
Mm-hmm. There was a local area plan implemented by the local authority there. Francis argued that the planning development didn't meet the requirements, the planning requirements of the local area plan.
330 homes for people.
And the inspector agreed. We want to see homes built all over Ireland. But they have to be good quality homes, Mary. We remember in Celtic Tiger Ireland, there were plenty of developments built which were really poor quality and the people living in them.
It's not a good look for your party though, is it?
We believe in the adherence with the planning regulations that have been set out by local authorities, and I think that's what Francis was seeking in that occasion.
Look, I want to move on to the economy because, as we know, the new newcomers pick by Donald Trump for his administration, Howard Lutnick, has already said it's nonsense that Ireland, of all places, runs a trade surplus at our expense. And Micheál Martin, the Fianna Fáil leader, on a podcast with the Irish Examiner, is saying that... His appointment may mean party spending plans have to change, and saying all manifestos are predicated on the existing economic circumstances. And he says we have to accept and be open enough and honest enough to say we'll have to adapt our plans if external shocks come our way. Are external shocks on their way, and should you be adjusting those plans now and stop leading to false expectations in the electorate?
I think if we don't put in place some of the key investments that we've set out in our manifesto, we'll be far more vulnerable to those external shocks. When you talk to businesses, they are concerned about our grid. They're concerned about that lack of wastewater infrastructure we spoke about earlier on. They're concerned about the fact that it's really hard to get around our cities, and that's why we're promising that €10 billion investment in public transport. They're concerned about the lack of housing. So we have the opportunity now, using surpluses, using the Apple money, using the money the Green Party put aside in the Climate and Nature
Fund,
to invest now to put our economy in a firmer
footing.
The
point is, in tough times, will you have €10 billion to put into public transport?
Yeah.
Will you have
money? We've created... We've put money into those funds. I know you have, the surplus funds.
What's to stop those funds being raided for other purposes?
Well, again, if the Green Party are part of the next government, we'll ensure that they get used for those purposes, rolling out capital investment,
if
rolling out the
development. If foreign direct investment is leaving our shores and people are out of jobs, will you have that luxury?
Well, we have been part of a government that's maintained economic stability over the last 4.5 years. We've put aside money for the future. We've put aside money for those potential external shocks. But we also have the opportunity to use the money we have now to better insulate our economy, our infrastructure, but also our people, because we all recognise that our social services, when we have a growing population, an ageing population, okay, we have to put that investment into our social services.
You are
as well
promising a new asylum and integration agency. You could have acknowledged the problems that were facing the department you were in during your time in government. You could have moved to set up such an agency much earlier instead of perhaps denying that it was necessary. And now there it is in your manifesto.
Well, with respect, Mary, I've never not acknowledged the challenges that my department has faced over the last 2.5 years since the Ukraine crisis. And I have argued and I've articulated in Cabinet my view that we needed a reception and integration agency. Other parties across government didn't agree with that. And we see that neither the Fianna Fáil nor Fine Gael manifesto contained that proposal. This is the approach taken in any European country in terms of gathering together the specialisms, the expertise to quickly process people's applications and provide for deportations when they don't get granted international protection, but also ensure that we can provide the accommodation for people while in that process.
All right, I want to finally ask you just one final realistic question, and that is, how many seats do you expect your party to have after this election?
I expect us to hold our seats. All our seats. And I think we have a real possibility of adding one or two. I would look at the Clare constituency where our candidate
there is.
Okay,
there's no need to start going into
names. I won't list, I know. But look, I think
hold what you have and add to.
And grow, yeah.
All right, Roderick O'Gorman, leader of the Green Party, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.